I'm Madeline Burke here with Justin Pugh for your Giants Insider. Now, Justin, Ben McAdoo has said he wants to create a physical, heavy-handed team. It looks like it's getting pretty physical out there in training camp so far.
Yeah, you know, it's throughout OTAs, we don't have pads on. The beginning of camp, we don't have pads on. So there's a lot of chirping going from one side to the other. And then you get three straight days in pads. So, you know, there's bound to be a conversation or two. And keep it between that and keep making sure we're being safe and not, you know, doing anything negative to hurt this team.
But all for the good of getting things going, right?
You have to have a physical toughness, a mental toughness, and that's what camp builds right now. These long days where you get into, like, the end of the period. This is your third day in a row in pads. This really builds a little camaraderie, a little character within yourself and within the team.
Now, earlier you were talking about the value of consistency, putting together consistent days of good performance. But how beneficial is it having this consistent group out there on the offensive line?
That's huge. And I think it's been the past few years we've had the same group. So we can't keep saying we have to build cohesiveness. It's got to start to come. It's got to start coming together now. And that's something I'm looking forward to. And guys are going out there and we're putting together. We had a good day yesterday, another good day today at times. I'm excited about where we're heading, and I'm just going to keep, you know, going out there and trying to lead by example.
And while the core is consistent, there are some new faces as well. The depth has kind of grown with this group. How much does that, you know, competition a little bit challenge each of you to be better?
It's going to push you. So, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a business. The NFL, they're looking for the next guy to come up and replace you, whether you want to admit it or not. And we bring in guys that have been successful, played in the NFL. Look at DJ Fluker. He's the first-round pick. He's going to come in and push that guy ahead of us. So if you're not bringing your A game day in, day out, someone else is going to step up and take your spot. So it's going out there and making sure you're executing at a high level every day. You can win with guys that are consistently, you know what you're going to get. It's the guys that are up and down, that they're going to cause you to lose games.
Now, Coach has said Paul Perkins is going to be the lead running back. He's a young back. He's excited. How important is it for you guys to get the run game going early?
Huge. And I think it's the consistency of having the same running back and Matt coming out and saying that, letting us know who's going to be behind us. Because, you know, a lot of times we've rotated running backs and it's hard to get a rhythm. So once you kind of know who your runner is and you know what fits his style, we can go out there and cater more towards that and be successful running the ball. That's going to open up a lot for the passing game. And obviously we have those weapons.
A lot of work in training camp, but you looking forward to getting that first preseason game going?
Get the first one, get a couple hits out of the way, and then get ready to go. I mean, just kind of that progression building up to it.
All right, thanks, Justin. With Justin Pugh, I'm Madeline Burke for your Giants Insider.